Honey, I'm going out. I'll be back in a couple hours.
You play Farmville and call yourself a gamer.
You said awesome, and I said I hate it.
Okay, so here we go. This is where the extended knowledge comes in.
Don't mind me. I'm just staring at a wall somewhere.
Can anyone afford Benedict Cumberbatch?
That's surprising.
I don't think a human could make those sounds.
Yeah, well, you can do it, though, can't you?
Yeah, I get it.
Hi, I'm Dean.
I'm Paul.
And I'm Jason. Welcome to Nerds Before Birds, the podcast where you'll find reviews, rankings, and general discussion on all things pop culture. This week, we're going to look at the 2018 version of Robin Hood, starring Taron Egerton, Jamie Foxx, and Eve Hewson, which is directed by Otto Bathurst. And it begins with Friar Tuck telling us, the audience, that we know nothing about the story that is about to occur. The correct words, I think, is we think we know the story, but we don't. So really, this is Robin Hood, so we kind of do know this story. So let's just cut to this chase. Does it flip the bird or does it soar like an eagle? Dean, what do you think of this movie? That's a long start. Okay, cool. Yeah, what do you think of this movie, Paul?
That was my summary. Completely, great.
Yeah, no.
And Jason, what do you think of this story?
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, guys. It should have been better. It should have been so much better. Yeah. Like, it's the smiling poo emoji of a film. It's pretty crap. But it can be fun sometimes.
Yeah.
Under the right
polish
circumstances.
Polish a turd, still a turd kind of thing.
Okay. Exactly, yep. Exactly.
It's just a polished turd.
It's polished turd with CG.
It flips the bird, but it's on the better side of flipping the bird, okay. If that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
So it sort of soars like an eagle.
It still flips the bird, though.
We really only have two categories here.
Flips.
Yeah, unfortunately.
We didn't have enough budget for three.
We should change that.
I feel like we need like a fourth category for this. Like, you know, like we talked a few weeks ago about having like a middle category.
Yeah, we need
where
that.
It's like, like it's like not an average quite ostrich. Good, it's not quite. Yeah, it's average ostrich or whatever, you know what? We came up with.
Paul does make a good point. Like, we need to pay our graphic designer to design a whole other
another one. But I feel like category. This is even a different category again. In my mind, it's like, it's because it's crap, but it's like right on the lower end of things, but it's enjoyable because it's like so bad it's good, if that makes sense.
What if, because our graphic is the little bird flicking you off twice, what if it's just once?
Once. Oh, it's a single that's an easy not bad. Graphic design.
It's not good.
Yeah.
But it's not bad.
Yeah. Is that how you feel about this movie, Paul? What did you think of this movie?
No, I liked it. Like, I think if you were going into this movie thinking it was going to be good, you're an idiot.
I mean, the trailers kind of speak for themselves. It lives up to the trailers.
It's a silly movie with like funny little one-liners and just some decent action. And I thought, yeah, I enjoyed that. I had a good time making fun of the movie.
So yeah.
I think it soars, but again, just it's like bum scraping the ground. But it's still soaring nonetheless.
It's getting some height. Just exactly. A little bit of height.
It's getting it.
It's got like one cheek off the ground.
Yeah. Like it's a little bit kind of de-feathered on one cheek. Yeah. Because it's skimming, but overall.
It's like when you see a chicken trying to fly.
Yeah.
It's kind of just making some air, but you know it can't actually
fly.
It's
like a dodo.
Yeah. All right. I'm kind of with Dean on this one. It is a rubbish movie. This movie,
smiling pill emoji.
It's not a good movie at all. But there is some value to be had with laughing at it because it is just ridiculously stupid in a lot of ways. I just don't understand what they were trying to do with it. Like, they kind of never really go down the really like the parody route that it could almost fall into. But they kind of like it's like they never really decided on what they were actually trying to make. And I think if they had have done it with a little bit more tongue in cheek,
yeah,
it would have been a better movie, but it never really sort of went in that route. It sort of just stayed somewhere in limbo the whole way. But so overall, that's our thoughts. We're going to just jump straight into the story. There isn't really many spoilers. There's no real big twist from Robin
Hood. I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know. Where's the money going, Jason? Where's the money?
Who is the hood?
The hood at?
Where the hood at? Yeah. I'm surprised, Paul, though, that you didn't start this off with your Paul the Hood or whatever.
I was going to say Paul of Loxley. But I panicked and didn't. And then I was going to go back, but you'd already kind of just started saying things.
Yeah, you could have gone with Little Paul as well.
Well, you can say it now.
Hi, I'm Paul of Loxley.
Yeah, we'll just dub that in. Go. It'll sound super normal. There we go.
Doesn't that feel good?
Happened. Yeah. They won't know the difference.
But let's get some a little bit of background on this, though, for each of us. What is your favorite Robin Hood up until this point? And maybe is Taron Egerton the favorite for you guys, or is he not up there? What did you like? What was your previous favorite and still favorite, Dean?
I would have to say Men in Tights.
Men in Tights, yeah. Okay.
Men in Tights. It's the most fun. It's hilarious.
Have you watched Men in Tights recently?
No, and I won't because it probably hasn't aged well.
I feel like it's a good nostalgia movie from when we were kids, but.
Yes.
But totally. When, like, if we go back and watch it, like, more recently, I feel like it's going to just be crap.
It's probably the same as, like, the Disney Robin Hood with the fox and all that.
Yeah. You know, I've never seen that version. I've never seen the Disney Robin Hood.
No?
No.
Oh, man. Did you have a childhood?
What the hell? What, the one from the 70s?
I was watching the Adventures of Robin Hood with Errol Flynn. That's my childhood. I'm not that old.
Who is that? Wow.
It's like in the 30s.
How old are you?
It was my grandparents had it on like a VHS. Oh. And
what's a VHS? Oh, man, yeah.
it came around the time just after CDs, so yeah.
What's a CD? You just keep throwing acronyms at me, Jason.
No, it didn't really come after CDs. It was actually predating CDs, but yeah.
I know a guy who's pretty seedy, but
yeah. Little Paul,
shout out to you, Jordan.
That's your dad, right?
No.
Stop talking about your dad as a
CD. How dare you pick on our number one supporter?
Not my dad. Anyway. That one's not my dad.
But growing up, that was actually the version that I remember most. And it's terrible. Like it's just so campy and just really like, I don't know, just. Yeah, like he's actually wearing tights, just like the Men in Tights version.
Lovely.
I did really like the Prince of Thieves, the Kevin Costner one, from memory, but I don't want to go back and revisit that because I feel like that'll be terrible. Other than Alan Rickman, I reckon he'd still really be fantastic.
Alan Rickman.
Actually, we haven't asked Paul, but I completely forgot about another one.
Yeah.
That is great. The BBC
series.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just say is that one yours? Thing.
I'm sorry, Paul.
We do this every friggin' week.
Okay.
What was your favorite? Oh, I liked this one. This one was good. Also, this one as well. And these seven. Paul, what's your favorite?
Yeah. Yeah, anyways, Paul, so that's great. But Dean, tell us more about the BBC.
You haven't covered anything from the 50s yet. Do you want to take that category?
Hey, Paul, if you edit this one, you can cut it out.
Yeah, yeah. And just it'll be like a whole monologue of you just talking about Robin Hood, the BBC version.
Welcome back to Dean's favorite categories of crap.
Yeah. No, but actually, Paul, what is that your favorite? Is Robin Hood
Paul,
the BBC
what was your
version
favorite?
Your favorite?
Well, there was a 60s one called Robin Hood and the
Pirates.
Oh,
that's good. Anyways, Dean, so
yeah.
Dude, I haven't said Sean Connery's one. You could do Sean Connery's one.
Wait, what? Sean Connery has a version?
No.
He doesn't have
it. Yeah, Sean Connery was Robin Hood.
What? No. Does he really?
Yeah.
There was an episode.
I'll let
There's
Paul.
An episode of Next Gen. I think it's called like Quiver, or it's called something, where Picard has to play out Robin Hood.
So yeah,
that's
right.
That's pretty cool. What? Yeah.
I'm just looking up the Sean Connery version. I never knew that they existed. Robin and Marion. Wow. He's like super old in that.
You know how in Men in Tights, Patrick Stewart is the king, King Edward or whoever that comes in at the end?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And how he's got the Scottish accent? It's because he's doing a parody of Sean Connery's
role
from, because Sean Connery played Robin Hood in his Robin Hood, but then he came back and played King Edward in the Kevin Costner King of Thieves.
Right.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Which is apparently a tradition of an older Robin Hood version coming back and playing King Edward in a newer adaptation.
I'm surprised we didn't get Russell Crowe coming into this one as like the King Edward.
Yeah, as King Edward at the end.
Cameo at the end.
Thank goodness for that.
But yeah, everyone forgets about that version because that version was... I think the biggest sin for that version was just it's boring.
And you just kind of don't give a crap about him?
Mm. No, mm-hmm. no. Because it's like the origin that nobody wants.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Just like we don't give a crap about Paul's favorite.
Yeah, speaking of being forgotten about.
No, but yeah, so did you like the BBC version? Is that your favorite, Paul?
Yes.
What is your favorite?
I liked that one. Yeah, it was a good version.
Oh, that was a good answer.
The first one I did watch was the Disney one from the 70s. That was really awesome. I dug it. And then I remember watching Men in Tights, and I still think I was watching clips from that maybe 2 weeks ago, and it's still pretty funny. I think it's pretty decent.
Is it?
Yeah. It's so dumb. It's like rewatching, Airplane or Naked Gun. I'd put it on that level.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Really? Yeah. Up that level.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Okay.
But the BBC series
might give it another go.
Was awesome. And I really genuinely did enjoy watching that. I thought it was pretty good. So yeah.
I totally stole all your favorite ones. I'm sorry,
absolutely,
man.
Bloody everything. Everything I could have said, you said.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's why I always have to have a differing opinion so I can say something new.
Yeah, you should have pulled out an obscure one because, like,
I'm also apparently Dean.
See, that's the thing. Like, I have ones that you guys have never seen. Like, I had the Errol Flynn one because you guys had never seen that. So, no one's ever going to steal my version, which is good.
Because we're not old, Jason.
You've got those years on us, mate.
I'm not that old to have seen it's 1936 was the Errol Flynn version. I'm sure it was.
My goodness. Yeah.
That was while Jason was hiding in the countryside while his parents fought the war.
No, man, I was coming back from the First World War.
That's right, you're on the train.
Yeah.
My favorite Robin Hood was the actual one. He was my mate.
He's a good dude.
Yeah. Anyways, so let's get back to the 2018 version of Robin Hood. So the film begins with Marion trying to rob Robin, who stops her through the most powerful deterrent, flirtation.
Nailed it.
Because that works when you're thief and when your thief's attractive and you're rich.
Yeah.
Know, right?
That was a bit of a, like, why?
I'm cool with it.
Okay.
They're cool with it, but it's like a James Bond moment.
The revealing neck attire.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to say it the most politically correct way I could.
I'd never know.
All
never
the
noticed.
Time.
You didn't notice. Yeah, I didn't notice.
Okay. It was pretty in your face.
All I know is that blonde chick was hot.
I leant over to Paul's and I was like, it's like Halloween, like dress up, because it's like, have you seen that meme on Reddit where it's like ghosts every other day of the year, but on Halloween, it's like the sexy midriff kind of version of a ghost attire, because it's like the thief that like just wears like the sexy outfit and it's like, okay, she's covering her face. Why?
But nothing else.
Doesn't make sense. Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
But yeah, so
it's just like it's clearly a man has directed this movie.
Oh yeah, completely. Yeah.
Yes.
But did you notice that Robin was wearing a less revealing version of that top? Did you notice that?
Sorry?
They're both wearing sort of the low-cut lace kind of thing, but he's wearing a version as well. Did you realize that? But it just covers up a little bit more on him.
Oh, yeah. It just it saves
on... That's not really where I was looking, Jay. All I noticed was that the horses behind them needed a really good brush because they looked a little bit matted.
Yeah, they needed to use two combs on those horses, just like the sheriff uses two combs on his hair.
I just noticed they had a unique kind of saddle or something.
Anyway, so they get together in like their the flirtation robbery kind of situation, and you know
she
like,
was robbing him, but he stole her heart.
Oh, that's how they pitched that
scene.
You were
on the writing team.
Yeah,
I was. Yeah,
you should have been. So they get together.
I have to like it.
And after some seconds in the movie, he does the Middle Ages thing and he gives her a key to his mansion because that's what they did in the Middle Ages. So
apparently on the same day.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like.
It felt like the same day. There was like this awkward
he
sort
had
of
servants. Why does he need a key? There's always someone there.
I don't know.
I had a friggin' blacksmith.
I feel like this mansion, though, is the most empty mansion. Like, he is, like, a really rich guy that has nobody around, it seems like.
You never saw it. They never showed you the outside of the mansion. Like, the only bit you saw was where he sort of has her up against the wall. Hey-o.
Yeah.
But you can see a lot of movement outside the door to the stable.
Yeah.
But you weren't looking there, were you?
Yeah.
Apparently there was movement.
No, that's all he was looking at is the stable the whole time. He's looking at the stable. It's like, what are those horses up to? Yeah, so another minute passes and they have like an awkward kissing montage before Robin is drafted into the Crusades. So he goes off to war and we have our first action scene in this movie and it's like a Saving Private Ryan with arrows.
Yeah.
It is
Hell yeah.
It is ridiculously stupid but kind of cool at the same time.
It really is.
Bollocks. Name me one other fantasy movie that does like modern day action in medieval times.
300.
There are none because it's stupid.
it's ridiculous.
It doesn't make sense.
It is ridiculous. Like, it doesn't
arrows
make sense.
It, like, did not work the same as machine guns.
No.
They had the repeating bolt throwers.
They had a Gatlin gun of a, like, a arrow shooting Gatlin gun. That's all it was.
Bolt throwers.
It's so
even
ridiculous.
If your arrows are steel, they're not going to go through stone pillars.
And then
why
saying.
Not? Why not? They're made of solid metal. They are firing metal rods at them. They're not arrows.
Oh, yeah, anyways. Let's not even get into a medieval weaponry because these guys have been looked up anything.
No. It was amazing. And then he fires a flare up, calls it an airstrike. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's what I was
like. Release the stones.
That's actually something that I thought of when that happened. I was like, why are they going in with their bows and arrows when they've got like the airstrike coming in straight afterwards? I'm like, why don't they start with the airstrike and then go in with the bows and arrows? It's the most ridiculous thing. It's like really dumb. And even bow and arrow in close combat. That
was weird.
It's
stupid. Rip your sword out.
Yeah.
Have a shield, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Or a sword.
Like they could have taken that bolt thrower down with a shield. They could have advanced.
I don't think anyone uses a sword in this whole movie. Like I don't remember anyone using a sword. Do you? Like it's
why not? When a bow and arrow is the more practical weapon.
Oh yeah, completely in close quarters combat. That's what
no,
I always
there are knives.
For.
There are knives at work here.
Yeah, that is. There are knives, but no swords.
Yep. Kniffies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hang on. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Then no one used a sword. No, surely the riot cops used a sword.
No, not the riot cops. They used riot like batons. They are like the riot cops. It's like they got the whole riot shields.
It's like France in that movie.
Yeah.
Currently.
Yeah. Currently. Yeah. That was actually
maybe
just
at the same time when they were using mace.
Yeah, they were just tear gassing the peasants. That's right.
It's so
they're trying
ridiculous.
To build a wall.
Crowd control.
They had a horse and a carriage with a high pressure water hose on it.
They're firing like rubber arrows into the ground.
Yeah, they've got tennis balls on the end of them. I'm just putting them into the crowd.
Well, I actually wouldn't be surprised. It felt like in this first scene when they had like the whole Saving Private Ryan thing, I felt like I was watching like, or I was watching like an episode of something where they're having a paintball battle in like just a set kind of thing. So it felt like that kind of thing. Like the stakes did not feel high. I did not feel like anyone was going to die. It just felt like so contrived. And the action just,
I've got two words for you.
What?
Archery attack.
Yeah.
Imagine having a game of archery tag.
Yeah.
On a set like that. That'd be awesome.
That's probably that what they're
moving around. You're all like a unit.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, the business
doesn't make this a good movie.
It does. It's so creative. No,
okay.
They even look like they were wearing camo.
Disclaimer here. I remember like when I watched this, at this point in the movie, I was on board and I was enjoying it. I did have fun in this particular moment. I wasn't thinking of the logistics and how stupid it was yet.
I was laughing at this point in the movie. And I'm okay, like,
so you checked out right away.
I was laughing. I can't
remember. Yeah. So Paul was next to me. I was laughing probably the most out of this whole movie. And not in the parts that they want you to laugh, but just in the ridiculousness of the whole movie. And I actually, for that reason, I kind of enjoyed the movie because I was laughing. But it's not what they like. It wasn't an intentional thing for them. I'm sure of it. But yeah,
so it was more like a The Room kind of feeling for you.
For how bad
you're probably
it was.
Not meant to laugh when they cut Jamie Foxx's son's head off.
Tell me you laughed,
man. I actually, when he ran over to him afterwards, I couldn't help but think, what is he picking up right now? Because he's like, no, and he like runs over and like picks him up. Like,
have you no heart?
You see his arm moving here like a.
Oh no!
Like, cause it kind of looked like he was like, "You'll be okay," kind of thing. I'm like, no, man. No, you won't. He's not gonna survive this one.
He's giving him CPR.
Yeah, I honestly did.
Just a little decapitated.
Terrible, but I did actually. Yeah. We'll glue it back on. It'll be okay. It's just a flesh wound. It's just a flesh wound. You'll be okay.
Had worse.
But yeah, so getting back to the actual story, so
my judgment didn't come until like more like midpoint of the movie.
Yeah,
at this point I was still enjoying it.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yep.
Right. Continue. So so after the Saving Private Ryan moment, Little John, which is, I don't think they actually call him Little John in this, right?
No, they don't.
They just call him John, but he's Jamie Foxx.
What?
He's played by Jamie Foxx, and he What's almost his actual kills name, Robin. Though? Sorry,
Jason.
What was
What's
that?
His actual name?
Halam.
His actual name.
Like, I want to know what was it.
I don't know.
Chase.
Like, what? What do you mean? Like, Little John? Or
no, like his actual birth name that he tells him.
He's
Come on.
No. Like, oh, I was like, Jamie Foxx's actual birth name? I'm like, how would I know that? No, I don't know.
I'm not even going to try.
So he's got like an actual Arab name, but I can't. There's no way I'm going to even try
That's
that.
His name.
But anyways, so he almost kills Robin, but before he kills Robin, it gets intervened by this evil general guy who stops.
Well, he's good at the time. John.
Yeah, well, he saves Robin at the time, but he's obviously evil. And then he's like torturing and murdering people. And one of the people that he's about to murder is, as we said, is Little John's son. And at that moment, Robin's like, no, we can't do that. We can't kill.
Tiny John.
Yeah. Pardon? Who?
Tiny John.
Tiny John. So, Tiny John. Yeah. So Tiny John's about to get his head cut off, and Little John's like no, and Robin's like no, and then they kill Little John's son. So in that moment, we realize that Robin Hood is Robin of Locksley is a good character, and Jamie Foxx's character realizes that, and then so he tries to stop the general, but he's accused of treason by the general, and the general's like, if you weren't
just
a lord...
Just trying to give Little John a hand.
Yeah. Just trying
You're welcome.
He's like, if you weren't a lord, I'd hang you, but instead I'm going to, like, shoot you with an arrow and let you go home. Like, whoa. What?
Like, that is some good decision-making right
he's
there.
He's being a crap soldier. Get rid of him.
Yep.
Strap him with an arrow and then send him off.
But he's like, he's basically defying the orders, so like he should, like in these Middle Ages, right? He should die, right?
What? No, for
defying orders.
Well,
that's not.
He's like the guy's about to kill the Little John, like a Tiny John. I'm gonna call him Tiny John because it's just easier.
Love it.
He's about to kill
that's
Tiny
not how
John.
A discharge works. Yeah.
Like, if he was a normal soldier, he'd hang him. But because he's a lord, to do so, you'd have to go through all the trials, all the rigmaroles, be like, oh, this is what he did, blah, 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 blah. But if you put an arrow in him, you can just tell him to sod off.
Yeah.
It's more paperwork.
And then the thing is, like, the next thing we know, it's like 2 years have passed, and everyone thinks that Robin Hood's dead anyways, or Robin of Locksley is dead anyways. So, like, why didn't they just kill him?
No. Where the action started was 4 years after he got drafted. You might have missed that.
It's two years later. He comes back home. Everyone thinks he's dead, right?
Yeah.
2 years.
But it's not 2 years after that scene.
Are you
that
sure?
Was 3 months.
3 months.
So, okay. The movie starts. He meets Marion. There's all that crap. He gets drafted. Hard cut to 4 years later. And he's raiding in Arabia.
Yeah.
Then he gets shot. Then he's on the boat. Then it's a 3 month journey. And then he's back in Nottingham.
Right. Okay. Yeah. But then they have thought he's been dead for 2 years. That's where I'm getting confused. So they already thought
and
he was dead.
Clearly, the sheriff hasn't told old General Mate his plan.
Yeah.
You're not really going to send a letter back. Be like, hey, he's dead.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, by the way, I've told everyone Robin's dead, so you can kill him. That letter wasn't ever written.
The odds of survival must have been so small for him to think he'd get away with that.
Mm. Yeah, because I was like, what is his plan even for that? Like, was it just to... Because, like, he gets home and he's taken over his house or whatever, or, like, he's got, like, the eviction notice basically on the thing. And I'm like, okay, that... like, why does he want the land if he's just going to leave it to go to rubble? Like, or burn it down. Like, that doesn't make sense.
So, we're talking about Ben Mendelsohn now?
Yeah, Ben Mendelsohn.
I think he sacked it. He raided it for all the crap inside.
And then just burn it down.
Yeah, basically robbed it.
Yeah.
And then...
clearly remortgaged.
And, refinanced.
That's right. Refinanced. Yeah. There was oil underneath.
Yeah.
I didn't... This is the thing. Ben Mendelsohn. Okay, so this is why... I know you said, like, anyone who went into this movie with high expectations was stupid. Yes. I say, shut up, you're stupid. Because this movie had... It was Robin Mendelsohn. Hood, for one. It should have been good. Taron Egerton, Jamie Foxx, and Ben freaking Mendelsohn as the bad guy.
I'm going to stop you right there. Have you seen Ready Player One, Kingsman 2, a lot of the crap that Jamie Foxx is in?
Any movie that Ben Mendelsohn's in, he's the bad guy.
Whoa. No. Why would you think that's good?
Why would I think Kingsman Ben Mendelsohn as the bad guy is good?
Not good.
He's always ben the Mendelsohn bad guy.
He's always the bad guy, but that doesn't mean he's going to be good.
You're saying one movie that each of these actors have been in. The most recent, but not the entire filmography. You have Rogue One. Ben Mendelsohn was actually
great movie,
a great bad guy in Rogue One. No matter what you think of
easily
Rogue One, Ben Mendelsohn, Animal Kingdom, everything that Ben Mendelsohn has been in up to today has been good.
Yeah.
I know you have.
No, no, he's a great actor, but why are you saying him as a bad guy is a plus? Like, he's always a bad guy.
He's a good bad guy.
I was saying to Jace, he needs to be cast as a really nice dude at some point soon. Otherwise, he's just going to be locked in as the bad guy.
You know, the one movie that I've seen him in that he kind of isn't the bad guy is The Place Beyond the Pines. And he's sort of like,
right.
He's still a bad guy, but not a bad guy, if that makes sense. Like, he does some bad things, but he's also not like bad, if that, yeah. Like, he's not completely over the edge kind of thing. He's a redeemable character, I should say. That's probably the best thing. And even in Bloodline, he's kind of like a redeemable character, although that series just plummets right at the end of that series. It's just terrible. But,
not fun.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to my point, like, before, you know, Paul really tried to discredit my opinion.
Successfully. You're saying it wrong.
I'm sorry. I get those two.
Yeah, really unsuccessfully. I always get them wrong too.
Really. Carry on. I don't know. Successfully. Anyway, so Ben Mendelsohn should have been better. And I think his character, or at least his villain intentions, were not written. Well, I just didn't understand what his plan was or why we were meant to think he was formidable at all. He always seemed to be on the back foot, even when, you know, like, we kind of got an inkling of his plan. We always knew that Robin Hood had something else up his sleeve, and there was never this, like, oh, like, you know, major stakes high, Robin Hood's, you know, in danger kind of moment. Even when he has him captured at the end, which is, you know, we're not worried about spoilers or anything.
No.
Right?
No.
Even when he's captured at the end, that should have been the big point where it's like, oh, the sheriff has won. But we see in a really, really obvious shot, Jamie Foxx's character jump on board with the rest of the guards that are bringing Robin to him. And it's just like, yeah, you guys saw that? It's like, there is just really, it's like horrible ways that things are set up and the stories develops. It just, he should have been better as the bad guy.
Yeah, I get that. It sort of felt like Ocean's 8. Like, at no point in the movie did you feel there was no hope or that everything was not going as planned.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes.
I get that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Totally.
Yeah.
It should have been more like Ocean's 11. Where it was like everything seemed to go to crap, but it didn't.
Or like the actual Italian Job.
Yeah. Yeah, because we'll get to that. We'll definitely get to that later on. But anyways, after the Crusades, he goes home injured. Little John is a stowaway at the bottom of the ship. So obviously I'm not a sailor, but
I'm sure there wouldn't be
there wouldn't be just an empty hull of a ship, right? Like, in those days.
Yes, it would. Where he was totally fine.
Where he was
is totally fine.
Really?
Like, as a fellow seaman, I can think of,
no. Because I'm thinking, like, they're going on the Crusades. They're going to need every space they can get. That'd be like full to the brim with like stuff. Not just empty.
Yeah, but this one's going back.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Anyways,
there's a storage down there. Basically, they won't load it up too hard, but they do have to flatten out to have a flat lower deck.
Because you don't need food when you're traveling back months on end.
You don't have to feed a legion of soldiers. You're feeding like 20 blokes.
Dying guys, yep.
Yeah, they're not going to make it anyway.
Yeah, fair enough.
You think there'd be like routine checkups, right? Like, you wouldn't just...
I mean, it's the Middle Ages.
Trust that it would be okay for 3 months.
They shot one of their own guys to send him home, so maybe not.
Yeah, maybe they won't check up on them.
Didn't seem like regulation was big on their mind.
So Little John and Robin come back.
Fair
enough. Marion's gone all 50 Shades with Will Scarlet. Who is Jamie Dornan? He's from Fifty Shades of Grey.
You know, Scarlet is a shade of grey now.
Yeah, no, Jamie Dornan, who plays Will Scarlet, is from 50 Shades of Grey.
Yes. I didn't know that. So, I haven't seen that movie yet, Jason.
I haven't seen that movie either, but
I just assumed that it was the last movie you watched. And you just before wanted to bring that.
Yeah.
We're reviewing 50 Shades of Grey now.
Yeah.
One grey at a time.
What I don't get is so we have that scene where she's in the mine, right? With all like the peasants. I kind of call this place Mordor because it kind of looks like Mordor. It's like literally like there's fire like coming out of everywhere because they're mining fire or something. I don't know what they're mining. It's just ridiculous. Just explosions.
That burns off the methane.
Of course. Which
The only way to mine for methane is to burn it.
You never actually see what they're actually mining in this whole movie. You just see flames coming out of
probably
like
coal.
Yeah.
Just mines.
Mining
for more mines.
They're mining for mines. Like a Minecraft level. Yeah. Like you play Minecraft for a year, you dump it for 5 years, come back to it and you're like, oh, I've been here before.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. Maybe it's just like, you know, Age of Empires or something. They just, you know, they need more ore.
Yeah,
maybe. That's what they're after.
They're constantly going for that. Like so, anyway, so Marion's in the middle of this mine. There's all these peasants around. Everyone's like looking really disheveled and everything. And Marion's wearing like the most like beautifully made clothing from like this era, even the future. It feels like, and she's like. Wearing makeup, she looks really good, and she's like serving soup.
Yeah, like, that's right.
What the hell is happening?
Peasant kids.
Like she's going really bad, but like you know, everyone around her.
I'm
is
surprised she doesn't
worse.
Get mugged.
I'm surprised.
Just saying.
But yeah, like it's just ridiculous. Like the kind of the way they set her up, and then for whatever reason, he can't speak to her for reasons.
Yeah. For reasons.
Because if people know who he is, she's in danger, right? Is that?
Well, no, he's just a very jealous guy.
Yeah.
It's like the Clark Kent thing.
Yeah.
Is it though?
100%. It's the Bruce Wayne returning to Gotham thing.
That's exactly.
Did you guys notice how many similarities there were between this and Batman?
Oh,
Begins?
Yeah, there's heaps. Yeah.
Like, it was the same story.
Batman, yeah. Like
it was the same soundtrack as well.
Yeah, in some parts, yeah.
Just minus ice.
I feel like they were setting him up to be like a superhero and it doesn't quite work. Even like the whole montage of like getting ready and learning how to shoot three arrows at a time and that whole rubbish about coming from the wrong side or the other side with the arrow gets a second off your bow thing, so he's like basically Legolas and that's pretty much what everyone with the bow and arrow in this is an elf. Like it's so bad. So we've got Mordor, which is the mine, and then we've got King's Landing just across from them, which is like the city, and it's even got like the whole the church or what is it in Game of Thrones, the actual the Sept?
The Scepter.
Yeah, the Scepter. So, it's basically got that even in the actual middle of the wherever it is. Nottingham. Is it Nottingham? Is it?
Nottingham.
Yeah.
Nottingham.
I'm just going to call it King's Landing. Nottingham. It looks so much like King's Landing.
Fair enough.
We've got Marion. She's moved on with Will Scarlet. And then Friar Tuck meets Robin and tells everyone that Robin's back. And this is where we get our first introduction of Ben Mendelsohn as the Sheriff of Nottingham. And he has two combs, which I thought was
ridiculous. That was funny.
Why?
What? Why not? He's having a slave. It's like, Batman, Batman and Robin, and they're like getting dressed sequence.
Yeah, it really is. Not notice the whole combing his hair with the two combs? Like, he actually does, like, one is for like one side of the part and one is for the other side of the part, so he can just do it evenly at the same time. It's ridiculous.
Because time is money.
Yeah.
And you need money to buy two combs.
Yeah, exactly. So. But yeah, so.
Oh my goodness.
Then there's the whole montage of getting ready, and then Robin goes and starts robbing places, and we have our first thing that he robs is a toll station or something like that. Yep. And I started laughing, and Paul lent across to me because we watched it together, and he's like,
"Oh,
are you thinking of trying to pay the troll toll or whatever from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?"
A toll is a toll, and a roll is a roll. Hmm?
Have you seen that episode of Always Sunny?
No.
No.
Okay.
I thought you were commenting like the whole Men in Tights bit.
No.
No.
It's actually Always Sunny.
Always Sunny. It's like there's a whole troll toll thing. Like they have a whole musical about it. And all I could think was the troll toll because they'd said toll a few times beforehand. And yeah. So he robs it.
Right.
And then what happens next? Does anyone remember what happens next?
Kills everyone, takes the money, legs it, and then gives one of the bags to Marion, overhears that, and then she's like, it's nice. I don't know why he's giving the money to me. I wish he gave it to the people.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And he's then he does really that. Good listening. Yeah. I got to point
really
that out.
He's really good at listening.
Like,
And also at one point, Friar Tuck says, I call him Robin Hood because he wears a hood. And I was like,
No, he doesn't say Robin Hood. He says, I just call him the Hood.
Oh, the Hood. Yeah, you're right.
Because he doesn't
know
he's Robin.
You're right. He doesn't know it's Robin. He just says the Hood. Oh,
well, that would be a bit weird.
I call
him Robin Hood. Oh, I mean the Hood because I don't know that his name
is Robin.
I don't
know
Robin
who he is.
Whoops.
But yeah, so we have that sequence happen. We find out that the sheriff is... in partnership with the church, and they're funding the Crusades to actually overthrow the king.
They are funding the Arabics
so
that they can defeat the English, and the High Cardinal and this bloke can take over England.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's all happening in a ridiculous sort of contrivance, but, yeah.
Can I point out, hang on, in that scene, so there's a bit where he has to go to the party and, you know, it's all fancy dress and Marion's there wearing something. She's very fashionable by today's standards.
Oh, yeah.
So good on her. It's kind of like something you'd see.
He's the richest peasant I've ever seen. Actually, all these peasants are rich. I don't understand. So, like, the Sheriff of Nottingham, he goes and he collects his taxes all the time. And for some reason, they just keep having more money, like all the peasants, right? Because in that time, peasants wouldn't have that much wealth, surely. Like you can only sort of squeeze them so dry before there's just
my
nothing.
My question is, where is their money coming from initially?
The mine.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That's where they work. Everyone works in the mine.
Right, so the mine pays the employees.
Yeah.
So why don't they just cut out the middleman and rob the mine?
Because you've got to keep the people. You've got to keep the people slightly happy, otherwise they'll riot.
Oh, wait. Ooh, I see what you did there.
What I thought was funny, right? So the whole time his play that he's got with John is that, you know, by day he'll be Lord Robin of Locksley, who's trying to earn favor to pull the tail and see who answers or whatever the hell it's called.
Who bites or something like that. Yeah.
Sure. But by night he's Robin Hood. So he's playing really like butt kissy to the sheriff to get in favor with him.
Yeah, that's right.
So he goes to this party and he needs to get into this meeting between the sheriff and the cardinal. And that's where they're talking about like their big plan.
Yeah, yeah.
So he he throws Friar Tuck in there, throws him under the bus as like the final thing he needs to do to get the favor and to earn a seat at the big table.
Yeah.
And here's what I thought was really funny.
And I reckon it's the equivalent of like, is like, welcome to the big table. He can stay. I trust him. You know, he's helped me rat out somebody. And he's like, all right, cool. We're going to kill everybody. We're going to fund the Arabs and we're going to like. And you think surely it's anyone who still is new to this would be like, oh.
I don't. Are okay. You sure there's another? There's no.
I mean,
other
I just thought we were mining gold somewhere. But yeah, cool.
Here's all like the secrets.
Yeah. Okay. Here's my thing.
It's such it's a so weird dumb. Plan that surely you'd kind of maybe just sit down. Like, let's have a sit down. Here's a coffee. Hear me out here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is where the actual strategy should have come in, like his actual motivation and everything. Because it's like it doesn't fully make sense, any of it. But yeah, it's very hollow when you look at it.
It's possibly the scene that could have made the movie infinitely better. Because imagine, now this, it could have fixed sheriff, like Ben Mendelsohn bad guy.
I'm very skeptical that one scene could make this movie better, but yeah, let's
maybe
let's
not
hear
for
out.
You, but for me anyway. Yeah, for me because it totally like it saves the whole because he's way too trustworthy. You're right, and a little bit naive here, like you know, not put two and two together and assume that Robin of Locksley is just like, shown up at the same time that that the Hood shows up. That they're the same person,
and
right?
And they happen to have the same acquaintance that little John, who comes out in public with him, it's a different places and never wears a mask whenever they go on their heists. But Robin Hood has to wear a mask. Yeah.
Like, and surely some of that powerful and intelligent couldn't have... Like, anyway, he should have basically... That should have been the scene where he's like, no, he can stay. And then he starts going through his plan. And he's like, but the first thing that we need to do is capture... this Hood character, and Ben Mendelsohn's like, that's not a problem. He's right here. We already have. And like totally outed Robin as the Hood.
Yeah.
And then the guards come in and capture him. And that should have been like the big, oh no, everything's gone to crap scene.
Yeah.
And it showed how formidable a character the sheriff was.
Yes.
You
right
know what
there would have been such a better movie.
I know this is a much darker turn than this movie would have actually ever gone, but it would have been cool if in that moment they killed him. And then Marion had to take over as the Robin Hood figure. And then it's actually basically her story from this point out, because I think that would have made a far more interesting take on the whole Robin Hood and his whole legend becomes. And it would justify like that cliche at the very beginning where Friar Tuck's actually, like, this isn't the story that you thought you knew or whatever. Like, that's the dumbest cliche. And and they just tell us the same story that we already know. Like, it's all the same.
That's actually an awesome
but
idea.
But, if they had actually killed him and went, okay, Maid Marian is now the Robin Hood figure and it's more of like they did with the, as we'll get into it, with Sheriff of Nottingham, it's more of a just a title, which you don't really think about when you're watching a Robin Hood movie. But, like, it becomes this folk mythology that can be passed on from one person to another, like a superhero kind of thing.
Exactly.
But it doesn't go that route. We've still got a really, really dumb character that cannot see the most obvious person in front of him, where, like, even later on when he's, like, interrogating Little John and that guy, the guard, is there and he talks about his... like killing his son and everything. So he obviously remembers that he killed his son. He just obviously forgot that Robin Hood, like Robin of Locksley, stood up for the son. And at the same time, like he had to, like he almost killed Robin of Locksley kind of thing. Like, you know, like there's a whole exchange in the prison where the sheriff's like, they told me about how your son... Pardon?
The sheriff heard a story.
No, the sheriff wasn't there, but the general guy that came back from the very beginning of the movie, who obviously relayed the story to the sheriff, because how does the sheriff know about that if not from that general that was there?
But I think we're assuming that the whole story would have been told, because didn't the reason why he got shot and then sent home was because the dude just, the general just didn't want to deal with that whole story of
well maybe
him. So like,
but surely he would have just lied about would have the put it together. Hmm? Like surely the general, like who captured Little John and has had run-ins with Robin at some, like in the past, surely he would have gone, okay, you're the same person that I seen in the Crusades coming over maybe. To the middle of nowhere. And I happen to see you with the same, like, well, in the same vicinity of the guy that that stood up for your son and tried to save your life and actually did save your life in a way because he released you. Like, surely he'd go, okay, maybe. And even still, like, they were in public together at the church at one scene. Like,
oh yeah,
it's like, and
that's right. His character John, is a bit of an idiot, though.
Oh, so dumb.
Well, yeah,
but yeah, he
is. Fits with the character.
Yeah, it does fit with the character, I suppose. But anyways, okay, so he's
there are
robbing,
definitely a lot of plot holes.
Yeah,
in this movie.
There's so many. So he just robs a bunch of places. Playing both sides, sort of being this Robin of Locksley that's kind of. Going along with everything, and then he's also of a nighttime robbing places.
Robin Hood.
So things eventuate, and yeah, we have the scene where Sheriff of Nottingham reveals his master plan to take over, and then he's like, yeah, let's go and drain all these peasants of everything they have. So they go into the mines, and then Robin Hood has to go and try and save the day. And that's when it's revealed that, like, to Maid Marian, that Robin of Locksley is Robin Hood. And yeah, they have their chase sequence. What did you guys think of this whole chase sequence with the horses and things like that? Paul, you're smiling.
I liked it.
You liked it?
I liked it for a few reasons. One, it just looked cool. Yeah. And I liked that, you know, the cart kind of drifted a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it was just where we were sitting. We actually had really good seats for the movie. And the sound of it.
Yeah. It's really all about the seating. Like, I hate movies when I'm sitting in the front row and I can't see what's going on.
No.
But if I'm sitting in the back row and I can see a little bit more,
we had
I
good
enjoy
sound.
The movie more.
Whatever. Best review.
Depending on where you're sitting. It wasn't Dean talking. Sorry. Carry on, Dean.
You missed my joke.
Good. Screw your joke.
It's like, that's the best review. So like, this movie's good depending on where you're sitting.
Yeah, so
if it's outside, it's really good.
Paul, when you're watching The Predator, just out of curiosity, whereabouts in the cinema were you sitting?
I'm on the toilet.
Oh, right.
I'm on Reddit. I was watching Men in Tights on Netflix instead while doing a poo.
Oh, this movie's so great.
But yeah, I thought it was hilarious. There's one shot in this movie where there's a guy on a horse, like one of the soldiers that is chasing after them, and Robin Hood shoots the guy on the horse with an arrow. And then the guy like flies off, like he propels backwards off the horse from the arrow. And then the horse just goes straight down this like little ledge that it was about to jump and just like just annihilates itself like in an insta kill kind of thing. which there's a lot of insta kills in this movie, but
insta kill.
Like I was like, why did that happen to the horse? Like I kind of like, there's a few things in this that I kind of got a little bit stuck up on. I was like, was the horse never going to actually make or stuck on?
All right.
Like I'll carry on. So
stuck upon.
Yeah. Like was he ever going to make the jump? The horse?
You've got to think. Armor's heavy. Right. Armor's like 80 kilos.
Yeah, so he should have made the jump a bit easier, right?
As in,
if he gets knocked back and the weight shifts backwards, 80 kilos locked into stirrups is definitely going to pull a horse.
Yeah, okay.
Are you arguing physics in Robin Hood?
So, Jason, you were saying like he wasn't going to make it, and so therefore Robin should have
just let him die anyway.
Like, I think there's a lot of horse murder in this movie.
Oh, there is. Yeah. I felt bad for the horse. Like, I was mainly thinking
no animals were harmed during the production of this movie thing at the end.
Oh, doubt that.
No CGI animals, at least.
No CGI animals were harmed.
We only killed the real ones. Yeah, our animators are squeamish.
Yeah. Yeah.
This was the scene that I checked out on.
Oh, really?
This chase. Yeah, it was too much for me. The awesome drifting of carriages that Paul was talking about.
I think that's why Paul liked this movie, because it's basically Fast and the Furious with arrows.
They even do. Well, how are we skipping over this? There's a bloody casino.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, there's a casino, yeah. Because that's a Middle Ages thing as well, yeah.
Oh, they're playing a roulette. Like, hang on a second. That's great. But they were doing it in a slow-mo style. It's like whenever they show up to a car meet in Fast and Furious, and also like loud, aggressive music and like slow-mo shots of, you know, just happy people doing crap.
It's like Race Wars. Is it Race Wars? Is that what it's called?
Race Wars is in the desert.
Yeah.
Yep. They go to that one in the first and the seventh one.
Yeah.
Sixth one, sorry. No, seventh one. Yeah, I'm right.
This movie is basically Fast and the Furious. And then we have the Italian Job coming up. The final heist.
The best. Oh.
So
also the bank robbery. That was a scene, wasn't it? Physically break into the scene of the bank.
Yeah.
Yep. And there's the whole lift thing, and nobody manages to see him when he's in clear plain view underneath the carriage.
But like, there's a lot of moments looking in this movie where I'm like,
obviously they're not looking.
Yeah,
they didn't see him.
There's so many moments in this movie where like characters wouldn't have died, like the side characters wouldn't have died if they just look up once in a while. Because there's just like nobody's ever looking up. They're just
One looks up though. That's the thing. I think I read a book years ago. It's called Ranger's Apprentice, and he's trying to teach him how to be stealthy and whatever. He's like, dude, well, it's not dude, but whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
No one looks up. No one ever looks up. And it's that's not wrong.
What? Just because you read it in a book one time? That's not.
Well, this is now two different sources.
It's
corroborated.
Look,
it's a fact.
I once worked doing seasonal work, and I was making boxes for avocados, and I would always look in the machine when I'm working with the machine, and it was like, admittedly, it was directly in front of me, and whenever it was doing its thing, I'd watch it doing its thing, right? That's exactly what these guys would be doing. They're watching the machine do its thing. Like it's hoisting the whole carriage up in the air. You would watch it. You'd be like, okay, we've got to make sure that this doesn't drop down on anyone. Make sure it doesn't actually malfunction.
Or it's crazy heavy and you just head down trying to get this thing up.
There was eight or nine guys. There wasn't like, there was a few of them not actually doing the work, right?
You know, they were just walking around. Facebook.
And it was a pulley system, right?
When a mechanic uses, like, you know, the car lift thing.
Hoist. Like,
the hoist. They watch that, don't they? They watch the car go up.
They definitely watch the car go up.
No one's hanging off the underside of a car, Dean, and you know that. You're being facetious.
People would know if they watch the car.
It's a rival mechanic. Blows them all up.
I got in.
I work at the mechanics across the street.
Burpees sucks.
Runs away. I'll get you, Bob J. T-Mart.
Like throws oil at him, Bob. Like in his eyes, and he disappears.
I'll get you, Bob.
So he like rips open an oil line.
I got you again.
It's gonna cost you heaps.
That scene bothered me though for another reason.
The bank.
No, the bank. Yeah, the bank scene annoyed me. He is an archer main. You know, he's all he's using is a bow.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Carry more than four arrows, man. Oh, jack that quiver up.
What about him shooting a guy through the helmet? Like, he shoots a guy directly through the helmet. And I'm like, why are these guys even wearing, like, armor if an arrow can go straight through? Like,
this is a very good point.
Armor-piercing arrows.
Yeah, all arrows pierce armor.
Clearly, that was very much a...
what if they were hardened arrowheads? Maybe they were specially made. You saw Lil Jon making... I got to stop calling him Lil Jon. Little Jon.
Lil Jon was
making them. He could have made them like that.
Yeah.
Maybe taxes is just so bad that all they can afford is foam helmets.
It's a styrofoam and they paint it.
It's adamantium arrows that
they
Maybe
that's actually exactly what they did.
Wouldn't that be a funny plot point? Like, his first heist, he fires an arrow at a dude and just deflects off. And you're like, oh crap.
Pancha. Pancha.
Pancha.
Pancha.
Callback, I like it.
And again, it's kind of the close quarters combat with arrows, which just doesn't make sense. None of this makes sense. Yeah. It's like a whole heap of guys running out, and they're all like archers. Like nobody has a sword. Oh, it's dumb.
Yeah.
Well, they've got those like little crossbow handguns.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That were invented at some point.
Little Glocks that we're running around with.
This is the thing, because every single weapon that you describe in this movie has to have like a, you know, it's crossbow handgun.
Oh yeah,
you know, crossbow machine gun. It's a combination of a bow and a modern.
They
weapon.
Had a crossbow rocket launcher.
They do. They do.
Remember the RPG?
They do too. They do.
It's a shoulder-mounted crossbow. Jason and I laughed the most when Little John changes his bows out and is like, it's too big and too cumbersome. You need this, a street weapon.
And it's another bow.
You're like firing arrows like with it pointed on the side.
Yeah. I'm gonna put a cap.
It would have been funny if Robin was just like, oh, that's okay, I got a knife. Yeah. No, okay. That's probably a little bit more efficient.
Oh, we're doing that now. Oh, okay. Cool. Do you have a shield? Oh, you have a shield. Okay. You're probably fine then.
Your street weapon, this massive weapon that you're gonna run around with. It's like so dumb.
I needed to defend myself against the other archers. Use this. It's a shield bow.
You hold the shield, but then you can fire a bow through it.
And then, what about the speech at the end? So, like, they have, like, the big Sheriff of Nottingham. He says his whole thing, and then he's like, okay, well, let's go out to the peasants and milk them for all they've got kind of thing. For the last time, so that we fund everything. So he sends a bunch of them out. Robin fights them off a little bit and Little John gets captured. Then Robin goes back to the all the peasants and Will Scarlet's there, who's still with Maid Marian, and he has his big speech. His big speech moment and reveals to everyone that he's Robin Hood. And I really liked what you had to say, Paul. In the middle of that, you leant over and you're like, everyone's like, who's that guy? Kind of thing.
Yeah, that's right. All these guys live in the mine.
Yeah.
And he pulls
his
mask down. I'm like a big wide shot. And like, oh. But it'd be funny if one person was like, who's that?
I don't know who that is. Who are you?
What's it wants to
me.
Do?
It is I. Yeah.
The bit that killed Jason and I the most.
That little girl.
What did you think of the little girl? The happiest peasant
the
in the
girl?
World.
Yeah.
Did you notice her?
What, happy peasant girl?
The happiest peasant girl. It was post when the cops rocked up and killed a lot of folks.
Yeah, and took
and
the
they're
last
kind of
money
cleaning
and
up. Marion comes home and then this like little girl pokes her head and it's just like, oh, we're all packed and good to go. And then
Will Scarlet, because he's like, yeah, we're all evacuating and getting out of here because they're going to come back. And she's like,
thank you, Mary. You're welcome. And just runs off.
It was really easy. Like, I didn't have to pack for my brother.
He's dead. He's not here.
Yeah.
But they got him on the burn pile, so that's pretty good, I guess.
Yeah. They're like, I love it when they come through and pillage. It makes things so much more interesting.
He was going to die of the Black Plague anyway, so it's probably better.
A little bit better.
That's a better way
quicker.
To go.
Mum and Dad were fine, so it's a shame they're dead, but, you know, I'm okay. And I'll say to Jace, like, the bit where the writers, like... where they're talking to her. Like, it'd be funny if that was a scene where she's just like a little sociopath. Yeah. So it's like, you know, it's like, we're, you know, where are you okay? It's like, yeah, I'm fine. Okay, we're going to go on right. Good.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but she's like skipping through the riot and throwing Molotovs. She's like, you have a Molotov. You have a Molotov.
She's like a hit girl. What about the casual conversations they're having mid-riot as somebody's getting the crap beaten out of him in the foreground?
Yeah. That was so terrible.
Am I jumping ahead? Sorry, I'm jumping ahead a lot.
No, that's fine.
It's a funny movie.
We had like the whole speech where Robin's like, don't run away or whatever, and Will Scarlet's like, no, we have to get out of here. We can't fight. And Robin's like, no, we have to fight. And then Will Scarlet immediately is like, okay, we'll fight, kind of thing. It's like,
that's fine. He talked me into it.
Okay.
Well, damn, Robin, you're a charismatic man.
Yeah, bloody convinced me.
Yeah, you so easily won across. Like, yeah, there's no like, oh, no, you don't want to debate this any further. Like, you really?
Is that your only argument? You're just going to say we have to fight again? Okay.
Yeah. I was waiting, because doesn't he hold out his hand? It's like, oh, there's no doing this without you.
Yeah, yeah. And then he's holding his hand out.
And you should be like, whispers like, people are watching if you don't shake my hand.
He shakes his hand, guys.
Well, no, I feel like he's being like awfully polite. He's like, well, I did say no twice, so three times is one too many. So, okay, let's go to war.
Oh, yeah. Or then Will is like, just because I'm shaking your hand doesn't mean I'm saying yes.
Oh, man. Yeah, but yes.
We're going to talk about this in private.
So they go to war in like the most uneventful way. Like it like, because it is a riot. You've got all the shields that are fireproof. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about that somehow.
Yeah, like in this the one scene where like they have like the big line of fire and all the shields go up and sort of part the fire.
Explain what happens. Yeah, I didn't mind that.
So
I didn't actually mind that because if they're not arrowproof, then they have to be something proof.
Yeah, exactly. So they like part the fire with their shields. And both me and Paul, or Paul and I, there you go, Paul. There you go. You happy? Yeah, Paul and I. So we leant over at the same time and we're like, that's not how fire works.
That's not how fire works. They like move it aside like it's water. Yeah, it's like it's a petrol fire.
It's not how water works either.
It's not how fire works at all. You want to be like, it's not how anything works. Move the fire over here with the rest of the fire.
And let's just put it in a
fire plow. That's the name.
Oh my God. Everyone sweep the fire up, please. Just sweep it into the corner. Okay.
I was saying to Jace after the movie, it would have been so much easier if one dude just laid his shield down.
Oh, yeah.
And just walk over the shield.
I know. Yeah.
That's probably more how fire works.
Yeah.
Imagine like after the riot, there's like just like cleaner coming and sweeping up the fire.
Sweeping it up. Yeah, the dustpan.
Sweeping the fire down the street.
You got the street sweeper comes along and like drives down and collects the fire and is like, oh, keep it for next riot, okay?
Next time, buddy. You'll get him. You'll get them all.
But
this fire's still good. We can reuse it.
I like the way that they actually sort of come up. They're obviously an angry mob. They come up against like the riot police because they got to refer to them like that now because that's exactly what they are. They even had batons. Right. I swear they had batons.
They had batons. They had like shields with little slits in them.
Yeah.
And their armor was really, really dark, which just gives them the cop look.
Yeah,
it looked like they were wearing Kevlar.
Yeah, completely. So
probably are.
So
chainmail Kevlar, I believe, is the
So Will Scarlet throws the first Molotov, and it goes over the top and lands just behind, creating the big wall of fire. Mm-hmm. And behind that wall of fire, we have the soldiers that are separated from all the money that's in like the carriage. So it's all collected in one spot, and in a great Italian Job moment, they decide to like burn out the bottom of the ground or what? What are they doing there?
The support pillars that were holding the bridge up.
Right. Okay.
Obviously.
So obviously, yeah. I should have picked that up. And there's a nice GoPro shot in that as well. There's a really nice GoPro, an obvious GoPro shot, because you have like the really good quality.
Terrible.
And then suddenly it's like really pixelated. I was like, oh, GoPro, hello.
Really lucky that the miners just managed to mine a tunnel straight under the bank without anyone noticing.
Yeah.
Never. I mean, they weren't at the bank. That was just under the main footpath.
Right. Still convenient.
Yeah, it's a convenient. Very, yeah, barely an inconvenience.
Miners are coming back up during their break and they're like slowly dropping some of the soot and the rocks from their pant leg. And they're like, well, not doing anything.
Yeah. It's like Shawshank Redemption, basically.
Or the Great Escape.
In like 2 seconds. Yes. Like they dig the whole tunnel in like no time. Like, was it a pre-made tunnel? Like, were they planning to do this for quite some time? Surely.
We don't really.
Yeah,
I want to be in that planning room. Yeah. It's like, oh, we need to somehow get under this specific spot.
You're in the planning room, Dean. You're at the big table. All right, so we're going to execute a bunch of babies, right? Yeah. He's cool with it. I trust him.
Yeah, he's cool with that. We had like a half an hour discussion, and I noticed that Little John was also like hanging out with him as well. So he's cool.
It should have been. The moment that the movie got good, it should have been. That should have been the moment.
It's like super easy. Like he's pointed out one person and he's already stated his motivations to try and get in on like the inner circle. Surely you wouldn't trust a guy that's like throwing someone else under the bus, like very conveniently, very quickly. Like, bad thing. Like,
didn't he hear him say, like, don't take any of the money back to the toll stations, take it straight to the counting room. Next thing, the counting room gets hit.
Yeah. Like, definitely not Robin of Locksley.
Let's hang a different lord. Let's just hang them all because they hit me with a broomstick or something.
Yeah. All the clues were pointing, and like from the very beginning, Robin.
He might as well have worn a shirt the whole time saying, I'm Robin Hood or I'm the Hood.
Like, hey, nice to meet you. I'm Robin of Locksley.
Hood Oxley. Hood Oxley is my name, yes.
Yes. Not the Hood. Not affiliated.
I'm Robin Hood. Anyway.
You do. Anyway.
Why would you ask that?
Getting back to the riot, they blow out the bottom of the carriage, like the road that's underneath the carriage. The carriage falls down. There's a few soldiers around. They quickly dispatch of the soldiers. Then some of the soldiers that are stuck behind the wall of fire, they do their parting of the fire with the big shields and everything. They kind of come back to where the money is and they start shooting their arrows down at Robin and Marion, who get pinned down, and somehow Will Scarlet teleports behind the police line just in time to see Robin kiss Marion. And I'm like, wait, how did he get through the whole line of police?
He must have grabbed a couple of shields as well.
Yeah.
Maybe he walked through the pre-made hole that those guys did.
maybe.
Yeah, because that hole just stayed there. That's it.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And I'm like, this is the most contrived moment in the movie almost, just for him to see them kiss. And then he's like, oh, now I'm an evil person. Like,
that's right.
And that's right. He gets knocked in the head and drops the Molotov, but it misfires because that's what Molotovs do. And it only has like a tiny little explosion. Like this tiny little bit of burn, like burning, like not like the rest.
Another Batman similarity.
Oh, yeah.
Enter Two-Face.
Two-Face. Yes. That's
true. My goodness.
Oh. Man, that was like, it's terrible. Like when that went off, I was like, oh, so he's dead? No. Oh, no. What?
Nope.
What? It's like,
I'm not dead.
I'm not dead.
It's the Fly of the Conchords song. I'll be the racist dragon. So I thought, you died. So, no, I'm not dead. Just horribly disfigured from all the flames. Laughed the boy.
That's so true. So, so he's like, he's super evil now, like, because, you know, that's what happens when you see your current girlfriend cheat on you You just throw out all your morals, every conviction you've ever had.
When you your girlfriend of 2 years is caught having a moment with her boyfriend of years ago, who was thought to be dead but isn't dead and he's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Thus leading a revolution.
Yeah. I'm joining the bad guys now.
I think it would have taken me a bit longer to come to that term. First of all, I was like, oh yeah, that's right, they're dating. They used to date.
Yeah.
Oh. Maybe I should be cool with this.
We're going to talk about that, but this is the 1500s, so I'm guessing that this is probably cool. What I think is funny, and like, you said, I didn't even notice the fact that he teleported, but they keep cutting to B-roll of dudes drop-kicking shields.
Oh, that's true.
And you're like, okay, so they haven't broken through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because that happened straight afterwards. They haven't broken through. They're just like kicking the shields. It's all going up in flames in like that weird montage that doesn't really work for this movie. And then you have Robin sort of somehow gets onto the other side of things. I think he goes underneath and comes around. Like I don't
Robin,
know.
He was underneath.
Yeah, no, but he comes right. No, he comes back up, remember? Because they have a whole conversation. With yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. See, they're going the opposite way, but then they tunnel back around and come back up.
Climb back up the hole.
Yeah,
somehow.
Somehow.
Hang on. Yeah, they caved it in. What the hell?
How'd
they get out? How'd that guy get in? Like, how'd they get back in?
What is the guy going? But yeah, how did Robin get out?
Who am I?
Okay, he must have taken another route.
Did he just go through the main gate?
Yeah.
Are they cool at that point?
Why did they even need to tunnel in the first place? When they can teleport it out.
It's like, where's Will? He knows the plan. He should be here. Hello.
Yeah.
Maybe he had a shield, and the shields, not only do they move fire, that they move rocks as well.
Yeah, that's it.
So you've got it.
That's these magic bloody shields.
And what also blew me away is they loaded all the money onto a canoe, canoed off, chuck a tarp over it. Chuck something over it. They've just got a canoe that's full of white bags like church cross on them.
Yeah, nobody questions these things.
Nobody looks down. Nobody looks up.
Everyone's in a riding kind of mood as well.
All the soldiers are just going around blindfolded, actually. So really, they don't need any disguises in this
movie. What's funny is, though, the water that the canoes were in is just a moat.
Yeah, yeah. Where's that going to?
Just doing laps.
That's how they teleport. They just go around in the moat.
That's it.
But yeah,
back to Will. Yes. I know that we're made to, like, you know, not root for him or anything, but that's why, you know, you don't care. But honestly, like, him burning his face, that's on him.
Yeah,
yeah, sure. He sees his girl kissing another guy, but dude, be aware of your surroundings.
Honestly. You're holding a Molotov. Yeah, well, the wick is burning. Are you going to hold on to it until you need it?
The fighting hasn't ended.
No, but didn't you realize that you can actually have a conversation in these riots and everything's fine? So he was just like, yeah, I've got time.
Yeah, and none of the cops the soldiers are going to be like, oh, hang on a sec, that's Robin Hood. Yeah, that's who we're after. Hang on. Yeah. Peasant, stuff off.
Imagine that. The guard is like, oh, dude, that's not cool. Hell, we'll give you a moment.
Cave this dude's face in real quick. He's not even looking at me.
Hey, your girlfriend's over there with Robert. Oh, man, that sucks.
Oh, dude. Oh, I'm sorry, man. I was going to hit you over the head.
Join our side. You can be with us now. We'll be your friends. It'll be okay.
Man,
wild.
It's so.
I hear the sheriff's about to go down. You want his job?
Yeah. So, anyways, so we have something happens. Robin ends up getting captured by Sheriff Nottingham, and Jamie Foxx, mm-hmm. Jamie Foxx, who had been captured earlier on, and he was interrogated, and they didn't think to, yeah. Anyways, that's the whole thing where it's right in front of them the whole time. Anyways, so he escapes. He's dressed up as a soldier, and he saves Robin from being killed. And then they both dispatch of the Sheriff of Nottingham by stringing him up and hanging him.
Yes, so classic.
He's quickly gone, and now they need a new leader. So enter Will Scarlet, who now becomes the new Sheriff of Nottingham because, you know, reasons.
Because he has to.
Yeah, because
he likes the jacket.
Yeah, and he's completely flipped in like the 5 seconds, as we said before. Yeah. He's like, yep, now let's rob all the peasants. And he's got like
he kind of has a little bit, he has a little show of it, you know, where she's like, you know, he's like, I'm going to give these to the sheriff and let him explain himself when they find the Arabic trading documents. Yeah. Yeah. And then she's like, no, let's like, no, don't be cool, man. And he's like, no, I've worked too hard to get the life that I want and no one's going to stand in my way. So already he kind of doesn't really care about her.
I get that, but just, it's such a quick flip. Like
it
in
is.
General.
It's like what's her name from Fantastic Beasts?
I think it's even worse than that because why is he fighting with them in the first place? Why wouldn't he just be like, hey, I'm one of you guys, like one of the rich people. I'm gonna just join with you guys now, instead of like telling the peasants to run away and planning to go with them or actually fighting alongside them. Why didn't he just jump ship earlier on? Like it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
If you're going to fight against
them. Maybe he was in the pocket. Like, maybe he was just like the Arabians and paid to be there. That would have made more sense. That's how they should, like, should have showed that he was always working with them.
Yeah, but none of that makes sense at all. Like,
there's If the people have somebody that seems to be fighting for them and their best interests. Yeah. Then they're less likely to revolt. And that is, he is the peacekeeper.
Right, yeah.
And so his job is to argue with his boss, basically.
It's the whole Snowpiercer moment kind of thing. He's the guy that sides with the peasants to keep order.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, fair
he
enough.
Is
yeah.
John Hurt from Snowpiercer.
Yeah, okay. But
exactly.
Not done very well.
Not done anywhere near as well as Snowpiercer.
So he has a big speech right at the end, like basically announcing that he's the new bad guy and and he wants to kill Robin Hood and Robin, Taron Egerton. Mm-hmm. He comes along on a rooftop because nobody's looking up again. Decides to like shoot the arrow through the...
He runs right in front of him.
Yeah, yeah. He's right in front of him. It's like, and he's up on the level, like basically as like the same level as him, and he doesn't look out. And then he shoots the poster and then he's like, basically that's the end of the movie. So this is not a good
and ready
movie.
For a sequel.
Yeah. Ready for the setup for a sequel that will never happen. It is definitely, this is Robin Hood. This is Russell Crowe's Robin Hood, but with like a modern twist to it, where it is like the prequel that is never going to get a sequel.
No way.
But if there was going to be a sequel and if you had to watch this sequel, what would you want to see in the sequel? Do you guys have any
something
thoughts?
Something better.
Honestly. I'd like to see more firebending.
Oh yeah, firebending. Yeah, it's Avatar. Man.
Yeah, take
that's
all
what
the
it
good
is.
Moments.
They're firebending nation. Goodness. That's what they are.
I don't know. Be in the forest and shoot stuff. Really?
Yeah, man. That's they don't even go to a forest in this.
They're setting up for the forest because they're all heading into Sherwood at the end.
Yeah, they've just got Mordor and
Isengard.
King's Landing.
Look more like Isengard.
Isengard. Yeah, you're
right. I think
it's more Isengard.
Exploring as you said, kind of like with your theory, Jason, of like having Robin Hood die and exploring the mythology of Robin Hood instead of actually the actual person.
Yeah.
Would be quite interesting.
It would
imagine that, like having Robin Hood die, you know, halfway or two thirds into the movie.
Yeah.
The sequel. And then the rest of the crew having to kind of band together and become Robin Hood in his absence.
That
would
pretty
be
good.
Interesting.
Would be good, but I kind of like they do sort of establish early on the idea that the mythology is going to slowly build throughout all the commoners with the hoods being hung up everywhere, and I
can't get the hoods from.
I kept thinking because they kind of look like denim hoods. I kept thinking that there's like one guy that's getting like all his jeans cut up. He's like, come on, guys.
He comes out to his line every morning. He's like, oh, not again.
Not again.
There's like a big patch in the butt area.
Yeah, guys, yeah. Come on. Yeah, local fat guy is the.
They're like, come on, Johnny, do it for all of us.
Just everyone's curtains has a corner cut out of it.
Oh, I'm having a look at its budget right now. Ooh, Robin Hood's.
Yeah.
$80 million.
Production budget was it's $100 million.
Okay. It's close.
Okay. Now, you can make a profit.
I'm going to ask, I'm going to ask from both of you what it's worldwide. I'm going to give you worldwide. What is its worldwide total?
I want to say 60.
Okay. Dean?
I'm going to say no more than 150.
It's $48 million.
Oh, what?
I get close.
No.
Yeah, made 22 domestic, 26 foreign.
Oh, wow, that is just terrible.
Slaughtered out there.
Terrible. Wow.
Man,
this is not going to be a popular podcast.
No.
We're the only people that saw this movie in Australia.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Oh my goodness.
Oh man.
Yes. And currently on Rotten Tomatoes, it's 15% and the audience score is 47.
Yeah.
Not doing too good.
Paul, do you still enjoy this movie after this podcast?
Yeah,
I mean, it's 5.4 on IMDb, and anything usually under 6 is terrible, especially in the first in the first month. And it's 5.4 at the moment, so that's saying something.
This movie's not going to go far. It's optimistic that they thought they'd get a second one out of it.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm surprised they actually had like the epilogue on it because
they should have wrapped it up.
Just wrap it up.
Hedged their bets. You know?
What they could have done is actually have that Molotov go off and he dies like in that moment.
10 days later.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Right.
But anyways, well, so that's
speaking of wrapping up
on Robin Hood. What do we think out of Birds? Is it how high is this going to scale on the 1 to 5 for this? Dean, what did you give it out of Birds?
It should have been a 4, but it's a 2.
Yeah,
it is.
2? Yeah,
the biggest disappointment for me this year.
Really?
Are you
probably
serious?
Bigger than Jurassic World? Or what? At least on that level of disappointment.
We did.
Wow. I was so keen for a good Robin Hood movie. I love Robin Hood.
Oh, okay.
Like I love Robin Hood. I love the story. And
mainly the BBC version, but right.
Wasn't Solo this year?
Sorry?
Wasn't Solo this year?
Yeah, but that wasn't a disappointment. I enjoyed that.
I agree. I had fun.
Yeah. Are you saying that was a disappointment?
If you want to hear about how we enjoyed it, listen to that podcast.
That's our very first podcast. We're 30 down.
Don't listen to that.
And yeah, that's number one is Solo. So yeah, if you want to go right back to that, yeah, probably don't listen to that if you're listening.
I wouldn't.
That's a milestone.
If you do.
That's another reason I love Solo.
Follow us first.
Yeah, yeah. Follow us and contribute on Patreon first and then listen to Solo.
Jason, how would I do that?
How would you do that? Well, I'll tell you in a moment, but let's hear your thoughts first. Actually.
Yes. Two birds.
After I plug our Patreon, then we can hear Paul's thoughts on what he gave this out of 5 birds. But if you want to hear more and you want to get these episodes early, you can visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/nerdsbeforebirds. You can contribute any amount starting at $1 a month, and that just helps us to keep the lights on. You can also subscribe to us on iTunes or whatever platform that you're listening to us on right now. Can you guys stop mouthing these words? Because I cannot,
he's trying to make us funny.
Look away from the screen.
Look away from you
just
guys.
Just don't look at Paul.
And just pretend not to see you guys like I usually do.
He has cardboard cutouts of us and he's home.
Don't look at him.
He comes home.
to his empty house and it's Dean and I. It's like, oh, hey, fellas, how you going?
Oh, yeah, I'm really good. How are you, Jason?
I'm basically like Will Smith in I Am Legend.
Like, yeah, that's right.
Oh, hey. Oh, hey, you're looking at me. Oh, hey, what are you doing?
You were right, Dean. Paul? I owe you $5. Here you go, mate.
Yeah. Actually, can I borrow it again? Thanks.
I did forget my lunch.
Yeah, but you can subscribe to us on whatever platform you're listening to us on currently. And you can also hit us up on all the socials on Facebook. We're Nerds Before Birds Podcast. On Instagram, we're Nerds Before Birds Podcast. And on Twitter, we're Nerds Before Bird. That's singular. So, hit us up on that. Subscribe and follow. Follow us on all the socials.
Tell us why you thought Robin Hood was bad.
And yeah, you let us know your thoughts on this film, whether you liked it, whether you hated it. And if we're wrong, tell us we're stupid. Anything.
Yes. Just talk to us. And if we're wrong, take a good hard look at yourself. Because I doubt that we are.
Yeah. Anyways, Paul, what did you think of this movie out of 5 birds?
Reevaluate your life.
You said it soared?
I had fun. I think I enjoyed this movie way more because I went to see it with you and we were just railing on it the whole time.
The whole time.
That experience alone, the movie's not good. It's not a terrible movie.
Go watch it with people if you're going to watch it and just...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't watch
this
it.
This is a movie to torrent. no, I'm kidding. Buy it or something. That's what you do. And watch it with a group of friends.
You'll this is kind of like a Gods of Egypt kind of bad, right?
Like it's
where you sit and you laugh at it the whole
it's
time.
It's a London Has Fallen. That's what this is.
Yes, that's what this is, yeah.
It's one of those movies that you're surprised Jared Butler's not
in. You know they're making a sequel to London Has Fallen, like another one?
Yeah.
Where Has Fallen? Third one.
Oh, what is it? It's like Angel Has Fallen or something like that.
What is? Sorry?
It's like Angel Has Fallen or something like that. Angel Has Fallen.
Earth has fallen.
It's so it's following the what's the president's airplane?
Obama.
Air Force One.
Oh, Air Force One.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's following that. Yeah, it's gonna like crash or whatever.
That's cool.
Oh, that kind of makes sense because that is something that could actually fall.
That's true.
But hey.
Unlike
Plummet.
All those other movies. Anyway, so my thoughts on this movie, seeing you guys really care.
Oh, I wasn't done, but that's fine.
Oh, you're not done? Oh, sorry.
midway
did
through
you,
it.
Did you give it birds?
Sorry, Dean, did you want to finish it off?
No.
Sure.
Yeah. Anyways, so no. BBC Robin Hood. I really like the BBC Robin Hood.
Hate all of you. No, it's not good. I put it on the same level as shut up.
It's great.
I put it on the same level as White House Down. Like it's not a good movie, but it's a silly action and it's fun. What?
White House Down
was awesome.
I liked White House Down.
So good.
I know. I'm saying it's not a good movie.
No,
but it's fun. But
so it's London Has Fallen.
But it's
London Has Fallen is absolute toilet. If you enjoy that, you need to be lobotomized.
Maybe he has been. That's why he likes it.
I'm not saying I enjoyed London Has Fallen.
Anyway, whatever. It's good. It's stupid. Two and a half.
Yeah.
Or three. I don't know. Two and three quarters.
Man, I feel like we're really not that far off each other in this whole thing. I'm only giving it two. Birds like I
too as well.
This movie sucks, but there is some enjoyment to be had when you're with friends and you're just ripping it off because it is so stupid. It is like dumb, but but yeah, there is some enjoyment to be had. Unfortunately, I thought from the trailers, I was not excited about this movie. I thought from the trailers that looked rubbish. So I was actually surprised to hear that you were expecting it to be good, Dean.
I really was. Yeah, it looked like the BBC version.
Yeah, okay.
And I was excited for that.
Yeah.
So anyway,
it was not good.
You know that good one that I enjoyed and no one else did.
I don't know anyone else that liked that version. Actually, I think my sister liked that version, but there's no one else that I can think of that I know that liked it other than you, Dean.
Do you have a sister?
Yeah, I got two.
Oh.
Oh. Cardboard cutout as well.
Yeah.
Are they with you right now?
My house is a cardboard cutout. I gave her $5 this afternoon. Which was your cardboard cutout, Paul.
Anyway, we've been wrapping up for 10 minutes.
Yeah. Now. Anyways, so that brings us to the end of this week's podcast. I hope you enjoyed the show. And that's a bye from me.
Yep. Bye.
So it's going to come out on Friday, but just because this comes out on Sunday, how good was the Avengers trailer? Let us know. Have a great week, everybody.
True.
Imagine if it doesn't come out on Friday.
Well, no, it's 100% coming out on Friday. They have said it's coming out on Friday.
It's meant to come out today.
Yeah, but they pushed it back because of George H.W. Bush. It was his funeral today, so they didn't want to like put something big out that would take away from him.
Did you see the teaser? Did you guys see the teaser? It has like, there's a split second with the Hulk holding Thanos down. It's pretty cool.
I'm just going to watch the whole thing.
I'll look that up now.
Yeah.
Cool.
You should. All right. Bye, everyone.